Now, we're always hearing about green energy, but how about a way to make electricity from plants rather than metals and chemicals? Well, that's the approach of Paolo Bombelli and Chris Howe. They're from the biochemistry department at the University of Cambridge, and they have built a moss-powered... Well, you've got both a clock and a radio in the studio. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
So, Chris, why on earth have you done this?
Well, because it seemed like an interesting challenge, really. We're in my lab, we're interested in studying photosynthesis, and you can think of photosynthesis as using tiny little electric circuits inside plant and algal cells, which are powered by the sun. And so you ought to be able to tap into that and get a small amount of electricity out. So it's like a kind of photovoltaic cell, but using plants or algae instead of silicon.
Paolo, how does it work?
Well, okay, first of all, believe it or not, we got this little garden in the studio. And if anyone wants to see it, I would suggest to going in YouTube and look for Moss FM. Thanks to Fiona, we got an idea how a battery is made. And in some very similar way, this system operates in the sense that we got an anode made by carbon and a cathode made by carbon again, but with nanoparticle of platinum that act as a catalyst. The photosynthetic organism, moss, is harnessing the energy of the light and use it for something that is called water photolysis. That means breaking water in oxygen. We all enjoy the oxygen, and also protons and electrons. Electrons can travel across an external circuit, and protons that are positive charges travel through the internal path.
So just looking at this, we've got lots of little pots of moss growing, all with crocodile clips attached to things coming out of the pots. That presumably is attached to the electrodes on which the moss is growing. So that's collecting the current from each of the moss cells, if you like. And how do you store or collect the energy, Chris?
So we can do different things. We can use it directly. And so we can, for example, use it to power a little digital clock if we want to, or an environment sensor.
What's the voltage of a moss, for want of a better phrase? How much potential difference does it produce?
Between 400 and 500 millivolts. And this depends on the redox potential of the system that donates electrons on the anodic side and the potential of the cathodic side. Something that has been discussed through this program.
But 400 millivolts is pretty good. That's half a volt.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good,
isn't it?
As a matter of fact, this small garden is made by 10 pots. And overall, we go around 4 volts.
Super.
Because they are all connected in series.
But it does mean you're not going to get electrocuted when you're out in the garden spiking the lawn. So don't worry.
Can we have a go with it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we can try to power a radio.
Okay.
So
it'd be funny if we can tune into our own program.
Okay. I think everything is connected.
Well, that's an improvement on this program. Sounds much better.
I think we've doubled the listening figures.
Well, it's certainly working. There's a little red light on, and there is some static coming out of the speaker, but I don't think the content is quite up to scratch. Is it?
No, definitely not. Can I suggest perhaps...
Perhaps... Just turn it down very slightly so we can hear what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Normally you would be picking up a radio, you're saying.
Yes, we do, yeah.
So we'll put it down to there being some kind of shielding. There's a lot of metal around here, so it could be blocking the signals. But that's actually working. That's producing quite a lot of noise.
Yeah, at least it's noise.
And Chris, this is a demonstration, but could we use this more broadly to actually do useful things and power useful gadgets in the environment using this technology?
I think in the right kind of setting, then you might be able to exploit this. So particularly we're interested in situations where there isn't a good power supply. So you might be thinking of rural areas where in Africa maybe, or possibly refugee camps. Lots of possibilities where just a small amount of power can make a big difference.
Just moss, or will any plant do this?
Lots of plants will do it. This is just moss off the bike shed roof in the biochemistry department. So nothing fancy about it.
Thank you very much, Paolo Bombelli, and also Chris Howe from the biochemistry department at Cambridge University. With what is that, the world's first moss-powered radio? Probably is, isn't it?
I think it probably is.
I think it's
somebody
correct,
out there will probably correct us.
Yeah.
If you know different, let us know.